Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your host of The Awakening, Lucretia Hayes. I apologize for my absence for a little bit, but I've been writing and actually doing quite well with the books and interacting with you guys actually outside of the radio. So I'm really, really excited to be back on the air and to be to have this time to spend with you guys today. And so for that reason, I decided to actually get with my listeners and see what you guys wanted to discuss. And it was almost an overwhelming response. Everyone wants to know about relationships and about dating and about sex. And people are trying to figure out their future. And so I recently released Adjacent Smiles, which is a love story with insight and warnings and wisdom in between. A story that I tell about two people who were right for each other but almost missed it, and how they found their way back together and made it work in spite of all the things that happened between them. Now, before that, I also released Unnecessary Roughness, which is about the things that are done to in the name of love to each other. You know, it's amazing. The things that we do and we say it's because we're in love is actually quite scary. And so I'm really, really, really excited about those two books. And then on the tail end of that, I'll be releasing by Monday, Irmageddon, which is a book about keeping people, their opinions, and their useless information out of your relationship. You know, a relationship is between two people. Two's company, three's a crowd, okay? Always remember that. Before we get into it, of course, I've already mentioned all the books. There's also other books I've written. I invite you to go and check out my website. There are some updates there. I will be, throughout the remainder of the year, teaching various classes, and they will be updated on the homepage of lucretiahayes.com. That's spelled LacretiaHayes. .com. So you can go there and see also the classes that I'll be teaching, as well as the books. If you want to order some, if you want to leave a comment, there's also a blog there. I'm definitely going to be doing a lot more blogging about some of the issues that we're facing currently as people, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the media. I think that it's time for me to sound off about where I stand on some things, you know, and give you guys room to voice where you stand on some issues in the judgment-free zone. So be thinking about that. And also, we're getting ready to run a poetry special. For those of you who don't know, I publish books, and our books are widespread distribution, available nationally and even sometimes internationally. But we're having a poetry special. If you have a book of poetry that you really want to get published right now, $600 will get it edited, interior layout and design, cover design, and a 3-year contract with us to actually help get your book out there and before people who can appreciate it. So if you do need any kind of publication services, definitely check out lanicomediahouse.com. That's LanicoMediaHouse.com. All right, with that being said, guys, let's just hop right on into today's segment, because we only have 30 minutes, and I really, really want us to have fun with today's show. You know, if you want to be on the air with me, if you have something you want to share with the audience, you know, your story, maybe your testimony about how you've been in bad relationships, how you came out of them, or definitely if you have a testimony of love going right, we definitely want to hear that. So just press 1, and I will try to get you on the air. In the meantime, let me just kind of open up with some things that I really want to talk about that I've been receiving questions about. People oftentimes, when they come to people like me, coaches or counselors or you know, even when you're going to your friends, oftentimes we're the first question off most people's mouth is why? Why didn't this relationship work? Why this for my life? Why is it always this? Why? Well, when it comes to relationships, it's, you know, the question why really almost isn't valid. We generally know why. We might not want to accept why, But as it pertains to relationships, you're blending two people who have free will into one entity that's supposed to be bigger than both other two apart. What happens oftentimes is free will, you know, you can't manipulate it. And if a person decides to do something different, oftentimes the one who wasn't ready for that shift in that relationship is left holding the bag, their feelings are hurt, their heart is broken, you know, all of those things, and they're going through all of these negative emotions. Fact of the matter is, though, you cannot make another person love you the way you want to be loved. And so here's what I want to do to open the show. I recently did some research as to why, you know, the primary top 10 reasons why relationships fail. And the very first one that I came up on is cheating. And, of course, we already know that a lot of times the relationship and the love cannot be rebuilt after the trust has been destroyed. Now, not always, but a lot of the time. Many of the people that you're gonna talk to, you know, on the streets or anywhere else, if they've been through a breakup, a lot of them are going to tell you it was because of infidelity or suspicion of infidelity, but it boils down to lack of trust. Okay, one of the other reasons why relationships don't work, and I'm going to go through this list kind of quickly because I do want to hear from you guys. One of the other reasons why relationships do not work is because of the past, you know. You have a past, he has a past, she has a past, we all have past, we have things that haunt us from our past. Some of us have been really, really hurt, really, really damaged, really, really abused, really taken advantage of. Some of us have seen it happen in our past. You know, we maybe grew up in a household that was subpar, you know, dysfunctional even. So we've seen what we've seen, and it affected us the way it affected us. So the past can actually, if it's not dealt with, ruin a relationship. One of the other things is comfort level. You know, here's the thing. Nobody wants to admit it, but today's show is about being real. So if I step on your toes, just forgive me and know that I only do it because I love you. Some people get into a relationship and get way too comfortable, way too soon. And then others never get any kind of comfort together. You know, and here's the thing. It's kind of like trying to strike that fine balance. And a lot of us are rushing and settling instead of finding that balance because it's important to have it. You know, you should be comfortable enough with the person you're with that you can call them friend. You know, just because it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a fiance or eventually a spouse, they still should be your friend. You should be able to discuss things with them, be open with them and all of that. However, you have to watch getting too comfortable where you take the person for granted, and that happens all the time. Men do it, women do it. I mean, it just happens because you get comfortable with that person being there. You get used to that person being there. Then you just get generally used to the person. Pardon me. And so what happens is then you stop noticing the beautiful things about them, and you stop going out of your way to show them that you're happy they're in your life. Now, funny story, it was a relationship that I was in, and I just thought this guy was the greatest guy in the world. He, I don't know, it was his voice, his height, his smell, his everything. I just was really into the guy. And so I used to go all out my way, you know. I would wait until it was close to time for him to come home and shower and perfume up and do my hair. And God knows, anybody who knows me personally, you know, doing my hair is just not really my thing. The prissy girly thing I could really do without, you know, I can't help it, got to do it, but it's not something I want to do. I found myself really enjoying doing that. So every day I look different or really good, unless I was kind of sick or under the weather. I always smelled good. I cooked and cleaned and, you know, just everything I could do to show him that I appreciated him. Now, here's the thing, though. For a while, he stopped noticing, and he stopped complimenting what I was doing, which made me feel unappreciated. Now, it wasn't that it was unappreciated. That was things that I had to learn later. But what it was is that he began to expect that behavior of me. He expected to always be greeted at the door and to always have, you know, a meal on the table and to always see me smelling and looking good and all of that. And he began to think that that was just who I was, which was not true. It was who I was with him. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, guys, I'm sure some of you have definitely had that guy or that gal that made you just giddy and made you all of a sudden come out of this shell and you just want to be this spectacular person. So I definitely want to hear from you. All you have to do is press 1 to be live on air with me. So anyway, you know, as I went through that situation, I learned something, you know, about comfort level. So be sure you remember that. That's one of the third reasons why, you know, relationships don't work. Too comfortable, not comfortable enough. You got to strike that balance. Number 4 is bad habits. Everyone has a bad habit or two that's hard to shake. You know, I know a lot of you have had the toilet seat argument. It's just like, you know, he left the toilet seat up, and he's probably like, she always leaving it down. And, you know, here's the thing. One guy told me, he said, what make women think that everything got to revolve around them anyway? Why can't they just lift the seat back up? And you know what? That made sense to me because we automatically assume that a man should just do it the way we say they should do it. Petty little argument, but I'm using this for an example. One of my pet peeves was taking your socks off and they're on the wrong, you know, they're off the wrong way. Now they're inside out. So when I get ready to wash them, I got to stick my hand in your sweaty old socks and turn them the right side, you know, out so that they can be washed and get clean. Oh, they used to get my goat. So anyway, when people come together and they discover each other's bad habits, if you're petty and immature, you can let that put a wedge between you. Really, why argue about a toilet seat or socks or anything like that? You have someone that loves you, someone that you love. That's rare these days. The 5th reason is life stress. Now, I'm going to define life stress. Money problems. Guys, you know already that so many people get together for money, and a lot of people split for money. So you wouldn't believe how many men I've discussed this with who lost their wife after losing a job. And that's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Religious differences, that can be considered a life stress because he's Catholic and I'm Protestant, or, you know, he's Baptist and I'm Methodist, you know, or whatever the case may be. Political views can even divide people. And I don't understand why, you know, because I shouldn't have to believe everything you believe politically for us to get along, you know. So all of those kind of things can put problems in a relationship, but nothing quite as bad as health issues. You know, personally speaking, I have 3 chronic illnesses that I've been diagnosed with. I've been in the throes of the battle for 10 years now with Graves' disease and lupus and seizures and all of that, and that's really hard for anybody to deal with. It's hard for me to deal with, and of course, you know, going into any kind of relationship, a person has to be able to understand what that means that I have lupus, you know, that means it's going to be some nights I don't sleep, and if you're too close, my whining might keep you up because I'm in pain. So, you know, stuff like that, I want you to keep that in mind. That has destroyed relationships, believe it or not. Now, we believe for better or for worse when it comes out of each other's mouths, but that's not always the case. Okay, now, let's get into the meat of it. Sometimes relationships don't work because of options. And I was going to go through the whole top 10 list, but I'm going to go through this, and then I want to hear from someone out there in the audience. Options. One day, I was talking to my pastor, Bishop Lamario Looney, out of Monroe, Louisiana. He has New Nation Evangelistic Assembly. If you're ever in that area, you definitely want to go visit that church. He is an awesome man of God. But I was discussing with him about how I was feeling about some things and everything. And he said, let me ask you something. How does a woman who can have pretty much any man she wants decide which man she wants? And see, I always felt that way about men. It's like, well, you know, it's less men than it is women. You know, how does a man decide which woman he wants? You know, and then when you have a lot of options and you're in a relationship, but you still are making yourself aware of other options, you're still dilly-dallying with other things, stuff can happen. You know, what happens is, okay, she doesn't do this, so you know what, if you just ain't going to do it, somebody else will. And then he doesn't do this, where if you won't do it, somebody else will. That is the most horrible thing you could say to someone who actually loves you. God, the fact of the matter is, I think the biggest issue that happens in relationships and the biggest problem is disrespect and disregard for each other's emotional state. You know, now, I'm not responsible for your happiness. No, you're not responsible for mine. We have to be mature and all of that. But let's just be real here. If I'm in love with you, if you're in love with me, if we're in love with whoever we're in love with, they say what they do and how they treat us affect us on a deeper level than someone out there in the street. And so what we have to do now is actually begin to look at ourselves if we want a healthy relationship. Let me see who this is on the line, guys. Hi, thanks for calling into Awakening. Who's on the line? Hello? Okay, well, we'll come back to that person shortly. Okay, so what happens, guys, is this. When you're in a relationship, first of all, you don't need to choose when you're in a bad situation. You don't need to choose because you're broke and you need help on your bills, whether you're male or female. You don't need to choose because you're horny and you hadn't had sex in a long time. Because here's the thing that I kind of wanted to discuss today, too. You know, realistically speaking, a young lady wrote me and she said, Lucretia, it's hard to just leave a man that you really love when, you know, there's nobody else there. You really love him, and even though he might be sleeping with other people, you don't want him to stop sleeping with you. So I actually wrote her back, and I said, you know, why is it so important for you to sleep with him? And then what exactly are you accomplishing if he's sleeping with other people? She said, well, it's good, and I enjoy sex with him. See, women have been made to feel for a long time that they don't have the right to enjoy sex or to want sex or to actually initiate sex. And so sometimes even a woman actually finds herself in a relationship that's unhealthy, but it feels good, it's pleasing to the body. I mean, most of us can be honest and say that the guys that we were with that wasn't right for us or whatever, that were actually really good in bed, we stayed just a little bit longer than we did for the guys who really wasn't just, you know, blowing minds and moving mountains in the bedroom. He got to acting up. We kicked him to the curb quick. Then we'd be sitting up talking to mama, sister, and brother like, I don't know why I can't get over him. I don't know why I can't get over him. It was all those toes curling, hair-raising orgasms you had. That's why you're struggling. And then you keep doing that even though you know the relationship is not working and you're making it double hard on yourself. You know, same thing for men. So, I mean, guys, for real, I want to hear from some of you guys. Someone pressed one earlier. I couldn't get you on the line. If you don't mind, press one again so that I can get you on the line so that I can hear your response to relationships. Why do you choose who you choose? How do you work out your relationship? And when do you say when? When do you call it quit? You know. Now, another funny story and an aspect of why relationships don't work is lies. You know, it's really sad that a lot of times people feel the need to manipulate other people into the relationship. I want her so bad. I want him so bad that I'll try to be whatever and say whatever and do whatever to get them. Well, if that's not truly who you are, you're not going to be able to continue that very long. And then when you're in the relationship and you actually get what you want, but you cannot any longer bear the weight of fakeness, falsity and lies and manipulation, then what happens is your real self come out. How many times have we talked to people and said, oh, she ain't nothing like, or he ain't nothing like I first met, and they changed and blah, 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 blah. They really didn't change. They just never were who you thought they were first met them. You see what I'm saying? So that's another aspect of it. And all in all, regardless of how many different relationship issues we discussed today, the most important thing to remember is this. It's not just about having someone in the bed with you. It's not just about riding down the street in a car with somebody, going out to eat with somebody, being at a movie with somebody. or having somebody to help you pay your bills or whatever, or help you get off of this loan, you know, sell the stage or whatever. Because I'm not going to lie to you, when you're horny, everything looks good. Everything sounds good. Everything is okay and good because you got one thing on your mind. It's like the worst thing you could ever do is start a relationship when you're horny, just like the worst thing you could ever do is go grocery shopping when you're hungry. I mean, it's just the facts, guys. So that's kind of where that is. Guys, you guys are, it's a lot of you on the line. I'm sure somebody got a story of how you got through a bad relationship or how you got into a good relationship. We have about 9 minutes, and I would really love to hear from somebody. Oh, good, we got a taker. Thanks for calling in to The Awakening. Who's on the line?
This is Tawana.
Hi, Tawana. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Well, what do you think about relationships? Today we're talking about the love we make and how we make it. Sometimes not too good, but sometimes great.
I was recently engaged to someone that I hadn't known for a very long time. At the beginning, it was really, really good. But as you said, you know, you don't really know a person until they show you who they are. And so I had to get out of that situation. And unfortunately, you know, when you get a certain age, a lot of women do not want to wait a long time before, you know, they get married. Or if they've never been married, you know, that's something that may attract them to someone who is willing to marry, you know, to marry. And so that was kind of like, you know, you've been through relationships, you're at a certain age, if you find somebody that you're compatible with, you know, you talk marriage, you talk long term, but in the same sense, it's still, it's not feasible not to get to know that person, the real person. Because everyone has a past and things that they've done in their past. And if they're not, you know, if they haven't grown from their mistakes, then, you know, you're getting what everybody else may see. But because you're in a fairly new relationship, you don't see it.
Right.
So that is exactly what happened. It was a disaster. And, you know, it's a lesson learned for me. To take your time, and that, you know, it's a certain thing that women are searching for, but we have to love ourselves enough to walk away from situations that we feel, because, you know, we all get the signs, we all know, you know, but we want that feel-good relationship or that temporary feel-good relationship, but it doesn't always work out that way because it's down the line is trouble. Ruin, you know, and then it just pops out, and then you have to deal with that, you know. So, my lesson for me, for you know, and for anybody in a relationship, is that take your time, have fun, get to know people, know what you want in a relationship, know what you want long term, so that you know you are compatible, and you wait for the right person. It's okay to wait. It's okay to be alone. You know, just have fun with it. Don't look into something that may not be exactly what you want, and then you just settle for something, and then you're miserable.
Right.
So that's
absolutely
my take on it.
I like what you said because you brought up something that's really, really important. You said that after a certain time, women begin to question, you know, about whether they will find, and then, you know, they're kind of sometimes in a hurry to get to that, what we call finish line of marriage, which is, of course, not the finish line. It's really just for a different kind of beginning. But I want to address that issue. The first thing is this, you know, the other day I spoke to a lady. She said she's been single for 20 years. She said not necessarily always happily single, but single just the same because she's picky. She went through enough when she wasn't single that she realized that being alone is better than being miserable. But there are some of us who just cannot stand to be alone, and we just, it doesn't agree with the plans we have for our life. We have in our head this picture of how things should be. Guys, right now I want to challenge every one of you that's listening that you get rid of the picture of how things, you think how things should be, because oftentimes you're not going to reach those dream goals like that. On the other hand, though, I will say this. You do need to know who you are and what you want so that you don't accept any wooden nickels, as the old people used to say. Tawana, I appreciate you for sharing your story and sharing your lesson and your information. And thank you for calling in. I hope that you will continue to listen.
I sure will.
You. Anyone else? Guys, if you have a story of love gone right, love gone wrong, a lesson that you learned in love, you know, definitely press 1. We have about 3.5 more minutes. And so in the meantime, while I wait, I'm actually sitting here watching the bar. I do want to share this story with you guys. In the Bible, and you know, at the end of the day, we have to go back to the most reliable source of information we have, not perfect, but most reliable. In the Bible, there was a story of a woman who was caught in adultery. And the people drug this woman before Jesus. He was over there minding his business, you know, and all of this. And they drug him. It's like, oh, you know, we did this, teacher, you know, and caught her in adultery. So what you think should be done with her? They wanted a reason to accuse him because he was the religious standard. People were following him all of a sudden. He had people looking to him for an answer. And he looked at her, because here's the thing, the law is the law, the truth is the truth, the facts are the facts. You know, certain things are just what they are. It is what it is. That's what we say. It is what it is. She had been caught in adultery for whatever reason. Maybe she wanted money to feed her family. We know that that happens. You know, maybe she was so low she wasn't getting attention from her husband, and maybe she felt empty and she was looking for something. Whatever reason it was, she was married but sleeping with someone she wasn't married with. Jesus looked at the woman, looked at the crowd, and he said, well, you know, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. And slowly they began to drop their rocks and walk away as he was drawing in the ground. When he finally looked up again, he saw that the woman was standing there by herself. And he said, woman, where are your accusers? Now listen, he never addressed the issue that she was actually caught in adultery first. He didn't address that issue. He said, where are your accusers? She said, they gone. Said, okay, well, go and sin no more. Okay? Guys, when it concerns our relationships, our habits of dating and mating and all of that, because a lot of times we just do things all the way wrong, and then we're mad at God because it didn't work out. At a certain point, you have to choose to let that be a lesson and then move on down the line without making that same mistake again. Because here's the thing, no matter how lonely you feel, you're not going to die from loneliness. No matter how horny you feel, you're not going to die from horniness. No matter how many times you feel like you need a man or need a woman to help you come in and make sense of your life and, you know, you want this family this kind of way and all of that, you're not going to die because you don't have it. And your dreams are not going to be withheld because you don't have it, because God created you with enough. We have 1 minute, and I want to leave you with this thought. There is no lack in you. There's nothing that you're missing. So whether you do or whether you don't ever mate for life or whatever, stop believing that you need someone to be all that you can be. You can be all that you can be just how you are right now on. And then when you get busy being everything that God created you to be, doing the things that make you happy, make you joyful, when you get busy doing that, you'll find your life full and you'll be happy. And then you'll have the clarity and the wisdom to choose the right person who can go with you down that path instead of choosing because you're desperate, because you're tired, because you're broke, because you're lonely. Those are not good reasons to start a relationship. This was just part 1, guys. We will be having part 2 next week, so definitely tune in. I appreciate you guys for listening. Go and have a blessed, prosperous, and freedom-filled day. In Jesus' name.